We're on Daf Mem Zayin Omed Beis. We had a machlokes between Rav and Rav Sheshes. Rav said that a person that was machnes peroisav lochotza balabayis shaloi bershus, so huska behemtei shal balabayis to his peiris, that tafka huchlika ben, that it tripped over the peiris. Aval ochla potter. But, if the behemoth balabayis overindulged in the achilas ha-peiris, because of that a kakenizik or a tai, so then the balapeiris is potter, my time havelo shaloi teichal. That, we consider that the hezek that occurred to the behemoth brought it on itself, and the bala peiris is not responsible for this hezek. That's what Rav holds, and Rav Sheshes was chilek on Rav. So now let's go to the next sugya meisvei. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. O isha shenichnesa litchein chitin eitzel balabayis shaloi bershus. A isha came in to be teichen chitin by a balabayis. She brought in a chitin shaloi bershus, without permission. She brought in the chitin without permission. Va'ochlasan behemtoi shal balabayis. And the behemoth of the balabayis helped himself to the chitim. His potter, so the balabos's potter, she had no right to bring in her chitim into his bayis, so mamela his potter. The imhuska, and what is if the behemoth got kinizik through these chitim, chayeves, so then she's chayiv to pay. Now the gemakshin held, the muska means that the, through the eating of these chitim, the behema overindulged, and the katkin is it, and she is chayiv, because she shaloi bershus. But am I, so the gemara asks, according to Rav, neima havelo shaloi teichal. Rav just said a yesod, that if the whole hezek came about over the overindulgence of the behemoth, so we consider that the behemoth was mazik himself. So why does it say chayeves that she is chayev? Omri, so Rav answered, umi adife mi masnisen. I don't understand, this baraisa is better than the Mishnah. Dukimna shehuchlaka. The Mishnah also says that if the behemoth was huzik, the bal haperis is chayiv, shaloi bishus. And I said stein, that it's speaking about that the behemoth slipped. Huska doesn't say how the hezek occurred. So mamele, that's pshat this paraisa also. Vim huska chayeves means that the behemoth slipped on these kernels of chitim. So what is Takib Shat on the Makshin? Why did the Makshin ask from this Baraisa? The Baraisa is a very part of a Baraisa. And just like in the Mishnah, David said, Huska means Huchlikos, so he also means Huchlikos. Om Allah, Bishlaima Masnisen Ktoni, in the Mishnah it says, Im Huska Bohen. The behemoth was genizik through them. So there you could say, Shehuchlika Bohen. Who? There you could say, means Huchlika. Avalochi Ktoni Im Huska. Bolei Ktoni Bohen. Achilu de Ktoni. So, Dachsach Meir Pshat in the Gemara is, Huska Behen means that the peiris were the sole sibe of the hezek. Huska Behen. Since the Baraisa omitted the word Behen, in Huska, the behemagatkin is it, But we don't point at the chitim, because really, the behemoth was the siba of the hezek. The behemoth overindulged. So that's why he held that, that's why the Tana of the Baraisa omitted the word behem, to come to tell us that afilu, the hezek came about through the overindulgence of the behemoth, afal pi kein, the isha is chayiv. So Mela, that's why he had a kasha from the Baraisa and Rav. In Muskel like Tani Ben Achilohu Diktani. Vididoch. What does Rav hold? Amaloch Leishna. No, he can't make a whole binyan from the omission of the word Behen, that here it's speaking about a different oifen of a hezek. Speaking about the same type of hezek that it was huchliko. Let us see Taisvis. Shenichnesa litchain. Now we have over here, I mean, the Baraisa, what is the Baraisa Moisef on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Hichnes Baraisa Blachotza Balabayi Shaloi Boshus, Vachsam Bemte Shabalabayi Spota. Vimhuska Behen Malaperis Chayib. And the Baraisa tells us a scenario. Eisha Shenichta Litchain Chitim Eitzel Balabayish Shaloi Bershus. So it adds a few words. It was Shaloi Bershus, but the purpose was Litchain Chitim. So what is the Baraisa Moisif on the Mishnah? So Taisvah says, Revusa Noka, Sh'af al gav shezeh mistaker berechaim, Torech Rishus. Amir de Kizach, that means the Bala Rechaim, that was his business. People used to use his Rechaim, and she came in with an intent to use his Rechaim and to pay for the Rechaim. Af al pi kein, the Baraisa is telling us Amir de Kizach, that before you enter, you have to get permission to bring in. You don't bring in your chitim and start grinding. You have to have rishus to bring in your chitim, even though it is oimed for people to bring in their chitim to grind it, but you have to have an okay to enter. So that is the chiddush of the Baraisa. Toshma. Hichnis shayrai lechotza balabayis. A person brought in his shayrai lechotza balabayis, shalai bushus. Va'ochal chitim, and it ate chitim, vehitris and it got ill, umeis. Pota. So, the bal, bayis is pota, v'shalai bushus, v'im hichnis bushus. What if he had rishus to come in, and it ate up the chitim of the balabayis, and the behemoth died, balachotza chayit. So here we see klaw, not like rap. We see klaw, amai havalei shelo yoichal. Why is the balachotza chayit? Omar Rove, so Rove said, bershus, ashaloi bershus karamis. I don't understand. You're asking a kasha, that if he brought in this behemah bershus, we see the balachotzer is chayit. She asking a kasha on shaloi bershus. Bershus shmirash shoyrei kibur olav. Afilu chana kes atzmai. So he says there's another factor over here. Rav was speaking about shaloi bershus. The Baal HaPeres brought in Peres into Yenim's chotzer. So there we have a dion that the Baal HaPeres, who made it convenient for the behemah of the Baal HaChotza to eat his peres, and through that the behemah indulged, overindulged in the peres, and got sick or died. So there the dion is the Baal HaPeres HaMazik. So Rav said a shtik teira. And Hilchis Mazik, he's not a Mazik, Avalo Shaloi Teicha. So there's no Chi of Tashlumim for the balaperes to pay for the hezek that occurred to the balabaim. But over here we're speaking about that it was hichnis bershus. So if a person brought in his behemah bershus balachotzer, so now the balachotzer is mekabel shmire, according to the chachamim. If you say, bring in your behemah, you gave me permission to bring in the behemah, so there is a hischaivis, a commitment from the, according to the chachamim, who the interloch koma, banterei loch koma, he come in and I'll watch it for you. So memela, he's mechuyev to watch the behemah of the bala behemah. So memela, he has to make sure that the behemah should not get sick from his peiris, which are roaming around. Zukt die Gemara weiter. I boi ilohu, heichi de kabel alei netirusa. When the Baal HaChotzer is mekabel shmire, mal de nafshe u de kabel alei, is the kabolish shmire de nafshe. That means that he's mekabel shmire. You bring in your share, and I'll make sure that the chafetzim in the chotzer should not cause damage to your share. Oidu ma'afilu nitirusa da'al mekabel alei. Or do we say that he's mekabel shmire ul va'antriloch koma means I'll watch it from other sibis ha'hesek. Not only I'll watch it that I should not be a sibe for your hezekis. My animal shouldn't be mazik your animal, or my your animal shouldn't be huchlak on my peiris. That's the shaila. Is there a kabbalah shmire only that he will not be a sibe sa hezek, or there's a kabbalah shmire that he's going to make sure that other sibis will also not be mazik, the shoya that entered in his rishus. Now, yesterday we had mentioned a moiridike Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz said that in reality this was the machlokes Rab Zeire and Rove. Rab Zeire held that the shmire, when a person brings kederes into a chotzer bershus, so Rab Zeira held, according to the chachamim, there should be a common commitment from both tzadim. Just like the baal chotzer is mechuyev to make sure his behemis won't be mazik the kederes, according to the Chachamim, the Baal Kederes should also make sure that his Kederes should not be mazik, the behemoths of the Baal HaChotzer. And therefore, he had a big problem in the Mishnah. That was Rab Zeire. And Rove said, no, that the Baal Kederes has bechlal no responsibilities, and the Baal HaChotzer is responsible that the Kederes should not become even Nishbar Baruach. So we had said over, the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz says that Rava was Machadish, that the Shmire of the Baal HaChotzer, when he's Machnes the Kederes, is a very inclusive Shmire. He realized, you're bringing Kederes by me, you're not going to stand there, you want to go away, it's a Pekodim. So Memele, if we assume that the Baal HaChotzer, when he tells him, come in, the come in means, don't worry, I'll take care of it, ul v'interilich koma, v'interilich koma. So Memele, so this Shmire is a very inclusive Shmire. It means, I'll make sure that the wind shouldn't break your kederes. I'll make sure that your kederes should not be mazik. My behemoth, it's a very, it's, 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 it, he's mekabel everything. So therefore, the Balak Teira has no responsibilities whatsoever. So looking at this Shailan de Gemara, Iboyelu, so Lachaira, we would say that Kvar Nechleku Bozeh, Rab Zeira and Rove, this was Lachaira the way that Tesla Ben Aperet said before. But we'll see Taisvis. I mean, the members in Taisvis is Moira de Shaila. Let's see Rashi. But Rashi says, Heiche de Kobolo in the Tirusa Kegoyin la Rabbonon Stome, Ula Rebbe Dome like Noi Shoyl Chavani Eshmerenu. The Shaila is, how inclusive is the Shmira? Toshma. The Tony Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon, Benezokin Devei Karne. Karne was an Amore, and Karne collected all the Baraises that he had known in Seder Nezikim, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon said over one of the Baraises that was in this Likud of Baraises of Karne. What does it say in this Baraise? Hichnis peirosav lechotzer balabayish shaloi bushus. A person brought in his peiros shaloi bushus. Ubo sheir mimokim acher va'ochlon. This is mamish. It's really a hefkevelt over here. He brings in his peiros shaloi bushus, and a sheir from someplace else comes in and eats up the peiros. So the Baraisa says potter. Let us just learn how the Havamin of the Gemara is Potter means the Balachotzer is Potter. I mean, I have responsibilities yet. You brought in your Peres, his Behemoth comes in. So the Balachotzer is Potter. Vim Hichnis Bershus. What is if the Balapeles had received Rishus from the Balachotzer? Chayiv. So then, so let's see, we'll see the Gemara wants to say that Chayiv means the Balachotzer. Man potter uman chaye, shaloi bershus, he is potter. Bershus, he is chaye. Who is the he? Lav, potter balachotza, v'chaye balachotza. So we see clearly that the balachotza is chaye to pay for the payers that were nichnas bershus. So this is a very Nitirusa da'alma, yisiklo nitirusa da'alma, kibol olof. Let's see Rashi. The nafshe shela yikhenu shoyre v'lo yishchenu kalba. That's one side, or maybe nitirusa da'alma. Oidul ma'afilu ma'alma nami. Ve'im toima, so Taisvis asks, what's the shaila? The afilu nishberu beruach metzuya amaler the kabel. So Taisus knew Rave, where the Rave is chaylik and Rav Zaire. And Taisus seems to also, we paskin light Rave, so what is the shaila? V'yeshleima, the miboile yihavi dichui ba'alma oiloi. Now that's the chmer pshat in Taisus is as follows. Rav Zaire had a tremendous problem. As the way that Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz explained it, Rav Zaire held that the chiyuv shmire of the Baal HaChotzer Beshus is, I have to make sure that my animals will not be mazik your peres, will not be mazik your kederes. That's pshat Rishus. And therefore, that's the only chiyuv shmire that the Baal HaChotzer is affording, and that's menschlichkeit. I'm giving you permission, so I have to make sure that I should not be a sibir of the hezek of your kederes. So Rav Zaire held, according to the Rabbonon, the Baal HaKederes should have this similar obligation to make sure, also menschlichkeit, that his kederes should not be mazik, the behemoth of the Baal HaChotzer. This whole thing is should be a common commitment from both tzadim. And Rav Zaire had a tremendous problem. In the Mishnah it says, Hichne shalai b'shus v'huzik pehemtoy shal balabayis. So the balakdeira is chaye, and it would seem b'shus is potter. B'shus is potter, and how does the shtim, according to the chachamim, that hold that there's a common chiyuv shmire b'tzad both of the tzdodim? This was Rab Zeira's kashe. So Rab Zeira said, samirdike kashe, and because of this kash, he says, Tavra Misha Shanazu, Lai Shanazu, this is going according to Rebbe, this Bob is going to, according to Rebbe, the next Bob is going according to the Chachomim. He was over Deitzis, Rab Zeira, Rab Zeira. So Rove came up with a Einfall. It's not Muchach, that it's Tavra, it's a Kashe. It could be the Baal HaChotzer is Mekabel Ushmiris. Is Mekabel Ushmiris, Afilu Nishbara Baruach. And therefore, he'll also be mekabel. He'll make sure that the gedayis won't be mazik his beitis. That was Rava's test. So Tachmei Tosfos is saying, so good. So Rava is saying, I could say, you say tavra yoyve beitis, and we have to fadrei the mishnah. Could be, I could say a different malach. It's a shtik teire. It's very nice. It's not mulchach. Your shtik teire, but could very well be la halachim, maybe you're right. I'm just saying, yes, nakash on the Mishnah. So I'm saying I could say a different teret on the Mishnah. Oh, but la halachim could be, you're building this from the Mishnah. So I'm saying, could be saying a different teret on the Mishnah. It could be, it's only a dichui ba'almet if I'm for the kasha, but la halachim, it's not iskahalten. I think this is pshat in Tosfos, because I'd like to mention one thing I saw. The Marteach brings down that according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, what's that? The Habadichi Baalme. I mean, that this covers the Machlokes Rav and Rab Zeira. So he says Tosfos is not going like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is the same lotion of Tosfos. So that's me has to stem according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also. Now Tyson says another teretz. Nitirusa ba'alme kigoyin bebehemaish shalachera. Now Tyson says, now this sugya, we have to, nitirusa ba'alme does not mean the same like before. Kigoyin bebehemaish shalachera. Leimasik adaitai sheyichnesu bechatzere veyikhu esherei shalzemi boile. The shayla was, Ruach, he brings in kederes, and the wind blows, and it's windy. That's understood, that according to Rove, and since we pass like Rove, that if I say come in, don't worry, I'll make sure to shelter it from the wind, that I'll do. But here the Gemara is speaking in the Terusa Dalme, that is gonna come into his chotzer, a fremde mazik, that, which has nothing to do with me. A friend of Masik is going to come in. Blay Masik adaita shichnu bechatzeir v'yikru asher reishol. I never heard this. Now all of a sudden he bought an asher, and all of a sudden there's outside is asher who has a grudge on this asher, and he smells him that he's here, and he runs him, and then he starts being the geyach. So this is the shail of the Gemara. When he said, I'll take care of it, he meant, not mazik in mi bachutz. That was the shaila. Avol im yotza asher mechatzere shabal abayis. But that's poshet. If the shayla will leave the chotzer of the bal abayis, and that I know that when the shayla leaves the chotzer of the bal abayis, there's a lot of potential mazikim outside, ubo shvom v'nokhu, let me boy like. The meshita, the mekabalei netirusa, for the ma'alma, kivin shiyotza chutz l'chotzer. So we're speaking about a specific case that something very unusual occurred, that a mazik mi bachutz entered his reshus, and started being mazik, the peiris or the shir that he had brought in, was there a kabbalah shmira on this also? That's the shail of the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to say that's pshat chayiv. Pshat l'chayiv is that the bala chotza, if he gave him reshus and a behemoth came in and started eating the peiris, the bala chotza is chayiv. So it can be pushed to Shaila. Omri, loy. No, that's not pshat. We're not speaking about the Baal HaChatzar. Pato Baal HaShem. We're talking about there's another party involved over here. Asher came in, you have Reuven as a Baal HaChatzar. Shimon asked Reuven, could I bring my parents into your chatzar? No problem. And Levi Shoyer walked into to Reuven's chatzar and saw the parents and helped himself. So that what we say, Chayiv and Potter means Levi is Chayiv and Potter. He sure went and ate it. Omri, Loi, Potter Baal HaShem v'Chayiv Baal HaShem. We're talking about the Baal HaShem. Frag the Gemara, I don't understand. The Baraisa says that Chayiv and Potter depends if Shimon got the shoes from Reuven. If Shimon got the shoes from Reuven to bring in the Peres, then it's Chayiv. If Shimon didn't get the shoes from Reuven, then it's Potter. Misha, we're talking about the Baal HaChatzar. That's very good, so he's Makabo Shmir. But if you're talking about Levi, what shaykhs does Levi have if Shimon got the shoes from Reuven? My Shmi Goitza Asima. Frag the Gemara, the Baal HaShem. My Bershus and my Shaloi Bershus, what difference does it make to the Baal HaShem if he got Rishus or he didn't get Rishus? Omri, so the Gemara says, who doesn't make a difference? Bershus, Avilo, Shein, Bershus, Anizik, Amir, the Kizach. If Shimon got Rishus to leave his Peres in Reuven's Chotzer, so he gets a Bailis in Reuven's Chotzer. So Reuven is Makne, Machelik, and the Chotzer. He's Maskir, Mash, or whatever it is, but he gets a Bailus in the Chotzer. Avi lo shein bushus anizik. So shein bushus anizik. So it says, ubir bispeyach. The halacha is that shein is only chayiv if it was mazik bechotzer anizik. So if he got reshus, so his behemah, Levi's behemah, ate up Shimon's peiris in Shimon's Chotzer, because it became Shimon's Chotzer. If Shimon brought in the Peres Shaloi Bishus, we'll see this Losh Bishus Rabim is not so clear. So then it'll be Potter Taka Al Shein. Let us see Rashi. Havi Shein Bechotzer Anizik, Bekiven, the Yoivlei, Baal Chotzer Rishuse La'ayule. He gave him Rishus to come in. Duchti Akni Lei Begavon. So he's Makne him a Mokem. That means, Samirdike Chidish Agavulche. I don't know Klor if Shetach Mirdike Zachen. We have a Loche Shein has to be, the Mazik Shnapke Bistayache in the Chotzer Anizik. It has to be, the Shein is only Chayv, will be a Bistayache in the Chotzer Anizik. So I really don't know if, we're speaking about that he's taka maknim, it's taka shaloi, or he's mashal. If he's mashal, I have big problems. L'chayre shayl isn't koine, it's not called stay acher, it's called, it belongs to the Baal HaChatzar. I can use it. I mean, by all other halachas, shayl is potter from mezuzah. If the schiris is potter from mezuzah, schiris leikonye, shayl leikonye, it's not beischot, So it's a stayacha, neither sort of the nizik. I mean, do we mean the Rashi literally that the akne duch the akne le begabe vahave le chotzer anizik. Period. So my mail, if he got reshus, it's a chotzer anizik. Frek, Rashi, vachotzer ashutvim de potobo al ashen v'aregel. So Rashi says, but how can that be like that? We learned before, that a chotzer ashutvim is potter al shein v'regel, even though each one has a bailus in the chotzer, but it's potter b'shein v'regel. So you see, shutvim is not called stayacha. So Rashi says, "Hani mili mishutef lechavrei." We're talking about over there that both shutvim have a right to use the chotzer shel shneim. It's both of theirs chotzer, so it's not called stayacha. Since Reuven has a right to put his peiris and his behemoth in the chotzer, so it's not called Sdei Acher that his behemoth is entering someone else's reshus. Avol sher me alme. But a sher that came from someone else, the olva azik lechad me ineyu ubi, b'stei acher chinim, afilo shot chotzer ashutvim, legabi a third party, it's considered Sdei Acher. So Rashi, so then the Gemara says, but if it's Shaloi Bershus, so it's Bershus Harabim. Lav Davke, doesn't mean it's Bershus Harabim. Kloima, Lav B'stei Acher Denizik Kerinem Bey. It's not Stei Acher Denizik. Now, I'd like to say something for 1 minute. I don't know if it's true or not true. In Chedushe Rabbi Yaleib, in Simen Samachay, Klerz HaShayla, we have a din, let's talk about our din. Let's say that Shimon brings in his peiris to Reuven's Rishus, and Levi's behemoth comes and eats up Shimon's peiris, so you potter because it's not Mesteyacha. Mesteyacha means you need the Chotzer HaNizik. That's what we learn now from Mesteyacha. And that's what it says in our Gemara. The Pasuk is specifying the Hezek has to occur in the Chatzar HaNizik. Fine. That is the din of Mesteyacha. Yeah. Now, Sarabaya Leib Klerz HaShayla, din is Rishus HaRabim is also Pata. Shem Rishus HaRabim is Pata. For Klerz Rabaya Leib, Shem Rishus HaRabim Pata, because it's not steyacha. You need the soda of the nizik. Or is shein b'rshus harabim potter, not because it's missing steyacha, there's a bezunder ptur of rishus harabim. Steyacha v'loi rishus harabim. Now, let us just, for 2 minutes, let's elaborate what he's talking about. Because Lamai said it's a mordik rif, the beginning of Baba Kama, and the Rosh says a shtik teire in this rif. The rif says, Ashtik Teire, he says, you know why Shein is Potter B'Shus Harab? He says, Shein is Potter B'Shus Harab because he can't have the Pilum should be watching his Behema when he's walking the Rishus Harab. It's the Behema is walking to watch, to see it shouldn't step over something. It shouldn't need anything. It's very difficult. That's Ulche. So that's why Shein is Potter B'Shus Harab. Ashtik Teire. So the Rosh asks on the Rif, why does the Rif is a psa, he's saying time of the Kroh, he's giving a reason for the Shein is Potter B'Shus HaRabim. What is the Rosh coming to tell us? What is the Rif coming to tell us? So the Rosh said, the Rif is telling us a Mirdik HaLochem. He says, what'll be the din if you have a long board that is extending from the B'Shus HaRabim into a Chotzer HaNizik, and the Behemah walks on this board, B'Shus HaRabim, and since he walks on this board, so puts pressure on the board, so the board, which extends from the Shusam Chotzer Nizik, was Masik, the Kalim of the Nizik and the Chotzer HaNizik. So Emele, so the Rif is saying, Shtik Teir, if you'll tell me the whole Ktur of Stei Acher is that you need Chotzer HaNizik, that's the whole Ktur. So he says, here you have Chotzer HaNizik. The Kalim of the Nizik or Genizik to Chotzer HaNizik. But therefore, the Rif said, Ashtik Teure, Neh, Rishus HaRabim is a different lumbus. We can't demand from the Bala Behemet to watch how every step his Behemet is making. Yepota. So even though it's B'Steyacha, but since the Hilach was B'Shus HaRabim, we can't ask this from the Bala Behemet, Yepota. So B'Kitzel, Rabbi Yaleib says, so we see in B'Stei Acha, we make two droshes. We make two droshes. This B'Stei Acha, you need Chotzer HaNizik. La'afuki over here, let's say, Hichnesh Leibishus, you're missing Chotzer HaNizik. And then there's another drosh, B'Stei Acha, Leibishus HaRab. How we know to make two droshes? There's a new Ptur of Rishus Rab, not because it's missing Chotzer HaNizik. The Ptur of Rishus Rab is a different Ptur. The Rif gave a different reason why Rishus Rab is Potter. Rishus Rab is Potter, there's a Ptur of Rishus Rab. That's what Rabbi Yaleib wants to say. So, could be, Rishus HaRabim, Rashi says over here, Agamor is very modern. Agamor brings Lav Davke. Kloima, lav besoda acher denizikarina bay. So Rashi, what's the vote? Could be Rashi says lav dafke, because Rashi say the ptur of Rishus HaRabim is like a different ptur. I don't have this ptur over here. But I learn that both from Steyacha. The Gemara means it's not Steyacha. The Gemara jumped and instead of saying Lav Steyacha, Gemara said Rishus, but not, it's not the Ptur of Rishus Harab. It's the Ptur of Lav Steyacha. Could be that's what Rashi is saying. So that would mean Lotake, there's two dinim. There's a Ptur of Rishus Harab, there's a Ptur of Steyacha. She says the Gemara chapped on the wrong terminology over here. The Gemara means Lav Steyacha. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, my love, pota balachotza, v'chayir balachotza. The Gemara learned that the balachotza is chayir. Vim toima, the Taisvis is a kasha. Afilu the balachotza is chayir, v'yelech v'yitva mi balasher. Why should the bal ha-peiris mon the balachotza? There is a balasher over here. So why should you mon for me? That means, the Balachotza said, no, he's Mekabal Achayis, but there's, the Mazik is here, the Balasher is here, so why should you mourn from him? That's Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis held, if the Mazik is here, go straight to him. Go straight to him. The Yeshloima, so there's a Mordekit Taisvis over here, so Taisvis says, in the first Heretz, you're 100% right. If you have a Mazik over here, what are you mourning from me? Go, he's the Balash over there. Go, mourn from him. What do you mourn from me? Going to Husher, Avishal Chereshayt Vekotten, the Lav B'nei Tashlumim Nina. You're 100% right, but speaking about this, a Chereshayt Vekotten. Inami, and Taisvis says, no, Mordek Echidish, that's not my Geschäft. You were Mekabel Achayis, you're gonna watch it, if you're responsible to watch it. I don't have any Asik. You said you're gonna watch it. Zay Yitva me Balachotz. Balachotz Yitva me Balasher. A Meiradik is after Asik saying, in Hilchis Tviyas, I come to the insurance company. They found it. You go and handle with the Ganav. That's not my Geschäft. You're Mekabel Achayis, I want from you. A Meiradik Achidish. Toshma. So the vial we want to, be patient to Shaila. Hichnish Shoyroi Lachotza Balabayis, Shaloi Bershus, Ubosher Mimokem Acher, Venokroi Potter. Vim Hichnish Bershus Chayiv. Man Potter, a man Chayiv. And here we're talking about Karen already. Lav Potter Balachotza, Vachayiv Balachotza. But that's Pshatzi, Siklo, Bershus, is Chayiv Afilu from outside Hezekis. Zemo says no. Loi pota balasher v'chayi balasher. In fact, the Gemara Yochim, I b'shus and I shalei b'shus ikach. I mean, Mishlem, before you told me I was the Torah speaking about Shane. So if it's b'shus, it's steyacher. If it's shalei b'shus, it's not steyacher. But over here we're talking about Karen. So what shaykh is? Does what difference is it to the balasher if he brought his share in the balachotzos reshus b'shus or shalei b'shus? One says, yeah, Amani Rabtafani. The Omar Mishunne Karen Bechotzer Anisik Nesek Shalim Mishalim. Rabtafan says, Amir the Kechidish, that Karen Tam Bechotzer Anisik pays Nesek Shalim, a Kavachim from Regal, and the Regal's Potter Bishus Arab Mishchaim Nesek Shalim. So Bishus, Havala Karen Bechotzer Anisik, and Mishalim Nesek Shalim. Shalai Bishus, Havala Karen Bishus Arab, and Le Mishalim Elachatzi Nesek. Let us see what Rashi says. My bushus and my shaloi bushus pekeren ein chilek bein chotzer anizik lo shus haram. He amut bishloi me potem chai bala chotzer ein ishloi bushus potem dein olo bushamoy. Loi mishal melech atzi nezik vai potem in ezik sholen koma bushus chai in ezik sholen. Now we can have a very interesting gemara, which is a lot of things we can learn out from this gemara. Ahi itse da osa lemeife bahu beise. A woman came in and to bake in a woman came in to Reuven's house. She wants to bake in Reuven's house. And it seems from Taisvis that so she made she brought in a flour and a water, and she makes a dough and she heats up the oven. Also, Balche the Mori Beise. Now, in the meantime, the owner of the house had a goat. Sees how she's making the dough. Dough smells ganz good. Ochlo Lelisha. She's busy heating up the oven. He ate up the dough. Very good. Chovel, he got very hot. Umis. And the ace died. Right. Chaiva Rovo Lishlumi de Mei Balche. The Rovo said, you have to pay for his ace. Frag the Gemore, Leima Pligia, the Rav, who, what? This is America Hiddish. Rav said, the whole shtickle, Havala Shalai Toichalev. If I brought in Shalai Bushus, you will see soon this is being about Bushus. If I brought in Shalai Bushus Peiris and this bay made it up, so Rav said, no, it's not my responsibility. Havala Shalai Toichalev. Here it's talking about Bushus. I had Rishus to use your oven. And now your A's ate it out, and I have to pay for your A's. Yeah. No, my Rav, have you lost a light? Omri hochi hash to make the more at sushta. Awesome shalai bushes. Over there speaking about shalai bushes. That means this guy was a shagitz. He brought in his peiros and yenim's rishus. So memele shalai bushes. Now the bay made it. I'm not a mazik. I'm a lo shalai teichel. I'm not a mazik. The bay was mazik itself. Like kibel alein et irusa. That shot, there was no obligations on the bala peiros to make sure that his behemoth will need to pay this. Hocha Bershus. Here, she is Bershus. She got permission. She got permission to bake. You say, coming into my house with permission. No, I have a goat, you know, and some emele. So you have to make sure that my goat will need to leash it. Kabul alei nitirus. Fine. Frag the Gemara. So, up to a new thing, you come bushels, and then you have to make sure. Like the Gemara, o maishne misha isha shenichnesa litchoin. We started off tonight. Isha shenichnesa litchoin chiteitz ababai. Shloi bishes vachsam emtish ababai is potter. Vim husko chayeves. The Bible says that's in husko chayeves. By shloi bishes. So you just told me when you come in Bershus, you have to make sure that nothing should happen to the behemoths of the Balabais. So the Gemara says, Amri de Kizach. Amri, Litchein chitim, there she came in, litchein chitim. She came in. Kiven the loy boy, it's new. So we're gonna see a moiradik azach. When the isha makes a lisha, she's baking, she rolls up her sleeves. Yes, she can't have her sleeves in the dough and in the dust and they'll be hanging in the oven. She rolls up her sleeves. No, she rolls up her sleeves. She's not sneistic. So memela, she's not sneistic. So the balabas, when she's baking in the kitchen, he leaves. He can't stay there. He leaves. Shossi's there. The goat can stay there also. The goat has no problems. So fine. So she's there with the goat. She's there with the goat. No, so who's gonna take care of the goat? You have to take care of the goat. The goat is there. I'm not there. I'm leaving. You're here, you have to take care, you have to make sure that the goat shouldn't eat the leash. So the verse is like this. A melit chen chitin, kimin de lay boits ni yuse, midi, didn't know, but when she's grinding chitin, she doesn't roll up her sleeves. So mamela, the owner, she's there by the, so the owner is there also. The owner is there also, he doesn't have to leave. So Mamela late boy. Kevin the late boy it's ni use midi late boy misalki marvas and the chotzan of shayu. Well lady deva minitirusa. So he should watch his ace. Why would she's busy? Avala Mayfe, but here she came in to bake. Kevin the boy it's ni use, she's doing something that's You need privacy over here. Can't have a man walking around the kitchen. He leaves. She's responsible to take care of the ace, and if she didn't, so the male of the ace got genizik, she has to pay. Let us see what Rashi says. Balcha ace, chavul nishame, hocha bishus kavul alei netirusa. Netirusa de behemtoi, v'tayme de rova, la mishum de kesova, the man, the old Bershus, Kabbalah alav netirusa, the behemis palachotza. Not Rava holds that a person who's old Bershus, I have to watch a behemis. The Iyuhudi Shani Lel Kula Rabboni, Buki the Baal Kederis, ki old Bershus, like Kabbalah netirusa. There, Rava said, Klor, he brought in his Kederis. He's not Mokhuyev to make sure this Kederis won't be Mazik the behemis. V'hoch, ikim avosh taim olekamei, the lemeife, boyitz niyuso. If a woman is baking, so it has to be done privately. V'istalku malvus ad dechotza. V'talmud ad ois v'mishin shenichnus al litchoim. Mishum d'lai asik lemilseyu. If he would have finished, he would have seen klo, that's the reason why you chayev, because the bailam can't stay here. L'meife boitz niyuso shemegale zroya yisel. She's Megala Zoya Yisrael. Let us see Taisviz. Hocha Bershus Kabbal Alei Netilus. Af Al Gav. So Tais also has this question. The Lelo Marove Da Da Rabbe Mishum the Bershusu the Mekabal Balabayis Netilus. Tvei. The Afilachona Kes Atzmai the Gemara says Alma Ura Koichai She Balabayis Bershus. Hocha Netayme Kedemasik. Mishum de boy tzniyuso, shemegalas reyesel bishaslisha, mesalik malvis enavshe, mishum achi pochala mishi shenichnasalitchai. That's why he asks from Ishwala Rotzala, hakshis mikol hanach the masnisen, kederes or peres vishur, the mishi nechle la mifrach. Hi, what's the kasha? So Taisus wants to say he knew already what's up Rova's sleeve, that he can't stay there. So that's why he asked from Trine. So Tais had a big problem when he asked from Trine. Trine is what's the kasha? The salke daitoch, the isha misalki mavus and avshay tvei mishim yichud. There's a woman grinding, I also go out. She's mitzanua, I go out. It's a yichudik yishayla. There's a real yichudik yishayla, he has to go out. Now means it's a yichud, that's muta, but he is going to go out, so she should be responsible. So Mo says, no, if Alochi, you could be there, so she didn't accept responsibility. Mashenkin over here, Alochi, you can't be here, so he didn't accept responsibility. There's a Mordeke Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says, he says, there are three cases, and he says, everything flows beautifully. He says, Kederes Peres Shoyer, we're talking about that the Baal HaKedere, he's not responsible at all, what's going to happen is Peres, you watch your behemoth. He says, because there it's speaking about a Pekodin. The person, can I leave my Kederes by you? Well, why does he leave his nerves? He has to go to Dava Mincha. So he's putting up a code. So there, it's understandable that if we say he's Mekabo Shmira, that means he'll take care of it. The Balak Dales can't take care of it. He went to Dava Mincha. So there we say, by a fear, it's the other way around. By a fear, pshat is that, the Bala boss can't be here. It's not sneeze. He can't be here. So Fakel, you're here. You have to take full responsibility. That's the opposite. Trine is pshad is both of them are there. Both of them are there. She's there. He's there. No problem. There's no sneeze ticket problem. So both of them are there. So if both of them are there, so then there's no obligation. So you watch your things. I'll watch my things. My thing shouldn't be mazik you, your thing shouldn't be mazik me. Then taka, if both of them, trine is an in-between matzah. If both the bailam are there, so then there's no greater obligation than the bala bais and the bala chitim. Okay, we're both here, so then there's a kamp. He says it's three gedorah, hagdorah is taka. That's that. I just want to mention two more things. This Amore Diki Yam Shal Shleime. The Yam Shal Shleime says, Yam Shal Shleime says, Bavinei Seinu Harabim. B'medine Salolu, Poilin V'ashkenaz. Ein Choshishin Lazer, Loi Anoshim V'loi Noshim. The men are Nizer, the women are Nizer. V'afilu B'loi Afiyim Megalan Zroi Yesei. Azizuk Tamar Shal, B'shaitoi. In Poilin and in Ashkenaz. Zogte Marshall. Fine? Like that. So he says, so if someone will come to me with such a shayla, Anisha came, and then she went and she baked, and then the A's went and ate up the Lisha, and the Bailam will come, your responsibility. Oh, Kona Tadik, she should pay for the dust. Where were you? Me? She rolled up her sleeves. And what was the rest of the day? Where were you with rolled up sleeves in the, what happened? Oh, this is going not tzaddik. Take money for why you became a tzaddik. So he says, if the dying sees that, in the einay a dying, the music bekachli is boidol einay mira is bara. A ganze yor, it's not from the shaymre einayim. Now will come to my money for more. I couldn't be there. Lav kol kamine lafuki mamayne shalakidin. This is shalakidin. Amir de Kizach, you don't have a teretz. Amir de Kizach, I mean, he's not Elach his whole life, and I want to be Elach all of a sudden. Akapon, the dying sees if he wants to be Elach, or he wants to be Maitzi Maman from all. That's one thing. Agavuche, the Chazanish brings a raya from this Gemara. He has a shayla in Halacha, the tznius of the regal, there's the yerich and the sheikh, and the shayla is, what is considered the sheikh? And he holds the halacha, the sheikh is from the knee down, that is the sheikh, and it has to be covered. That's the shita sachzainish, the mishabu was meikal, he's machma. The sheikh has to be covered also. So, and there's a din of tefach b'sheerve. So now he clears a shayla, we have here the Zroya, we have the Kone and the Kafaya. So what's the din of the Kone? So he says, he brings a raya from this Rashi, the whole problem is Zroya Yisehu Megulois. The whole problem is this, she used to roll up her sleeves over the Zroya. Then there's a problem of Tnius. But there's no problem whatsoever that if the Kone is Megula, the whole, that's no problem in Tnius whatsoever.